Back in the spring, we did Inside Out. Both Inside Out and stage sessions are an outreach not only to the community, but to our local and regional artists. If there's one thing that I want people to know about the Clements Fine Arts Center, it's that we really want to support performing arts. And we have a great love of music. We have our own Backstage Pass series that's completely dedicated to that. So the Inside Out project that we did kind of over the spring and summer was purely, in support of all the local musicians. The stage sessions is a lot of music. There's one theatrical piece that's included in the series. And then J.D. Wilkes is actually going to do two sessions for us. J.D. is going to do a music session for us. But J.D. is also an author. And so he's going to do some readings, some selected readings from some of his books.
So we're kind of in the middle of stage sessions now. Fate McAfee's played. You had Will Maring and Robert Bolin and Daniel Morrow. You still have several coming up. With all of the talent in this region, how did you go about selecting the right artists for stage sessions?
What we did for stage sessions was I took our Backstage Pass series that I had already planned out for the season just prior to the pandemic. And then we also have our exposure series, which is where the theatrical piece came into this. I took both of those two series and just invited those artists I'd already planned on presenting. And we did a pilot program. And we constructed this pilot program and called it Stage Sessions just to see how successful it was going to be. So essentially what we had to do, because we couldn't have any in-person live events, we turned the stage, the Clements stage, into a type of TV studio. And just adjacent to our space is our television production area. And so with technology the way that it is now, we run video signal through Ethernet cable through our network. So we just bring the cameras out and string a bunch of Cat 5 cable to different ports. And we're able to kind of relatively easily, set up a TV studio on stage. So the performances happen, and they're live to tape, so to speak, but, there's no audience there. And so it's almost, it kind of reminds me of like old variety shows. So I designed the set for it. And when I was thinking of the set, I was thinking about, a combination of things. I was thinking about old talk shows. I was thinking about Dick Cavett. And this will be kind of an obscure, or not an obscure reference, but I was thinking about shows like Dick Cavett meets Hee-Haw. So the background is these geometric diffuser type shapes. A lot of the artists are very kind of Americana and folk. So it's like this modern folk mesh. This aesthetic that we kind of tried to create, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. The television crew has been super. They've been great to work with. My staff, I think, has really enjoyed it. I know that the artists really appreciate it. Everybody that comes in and plays, really, thanks us for giving them the opportunity, to practice their craft while we're in this time of not being able to do those kinds of things.
Well, tell listeners about the artists that are left on the stage sessions agenda.
So the artists that we have left in the stage sessions series, the next one coming up would be the Cuttin' Jessies. Now that's a duo that they're originally from Metropolis. They are really high energy, a lot of fun. I just recently discovered them just like in maybe last summer or last fall. And so they were one of the ones that I wanted to present out at the Clemens. And so we've done theirs. Luke Taylor, who is half of the Cuttin' Jessies, is in another band called Pep Talk. It's a five-piece kind of, it's a kind of a pop rock band, when I heard what Luke sent me, it had a real Southern California kind of rock sound to me. But it's a different enough sound. It separates them from the other project. It separates them from Cut and Jesse's and Fate McAfee and Will Maring and Robert Bowen. Not that that's good or bad, but it's definitely puts them in this other category. And then to close out the series, we have J.D. Wilkes. And of course, I think J.D.'s known for the legendary Shack Shakers.
Dirt Daubers.
The Dirt Daubers, right. And J.D., he's just on his own, just his solo work. He's eclectic, he's fun, he's high energy. It's diversity in all kinds of ways. So I'm really looking forward to producing that last one for him. I think it should be really fun because he'll bring his own kind of energy and style and everything else to the performance.
Post-COVID-19, will projects like Inside Out and Stage Sessions have a life when audiences can come back and see live performances? Would there be a way to use these to bring artists who can't physically come to Paducah and somehow expose them to more listeners? Have you thought about anything like that?
Yeah, I really hope so. When we first started brainstorming, you know, how we were going to produce anything and with limited options, decided that this would be what we were going to do and turn the stage into this TV studio, build a set, et cetera. One of my very first thoughts was we should just be adding this to our programming, whether we're doing live events or not. And yes, it could be potentially used to get other artists maybe just outside of our reach, like outside of that 250 mile radius around us. That's just maybe a little bit too far for somebody to travel. You know, kind of like Inside Out, where Inside Out, I asked the artist to self-produce content and then we would air that. We could still do something similar like that. You know, if they weren't able to come in to Paducah or to the Clemens Fine Arts Center, then they could self-produce. You know, we would have a little bit of gatekeeping there. You know, it would obviously have to be kind of a curated series, much like the Inside Out. But yeah, I mean, I think that's another way to extend our exposure and extend our reach out to out past the local and even regional artists. So yeah, I want to keep doing it if we can.